Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United Nations, the African Union and the regional body IGAD have issued a joint statement warning that the people of Sudan are in dire need of a humanitarian truce. The paramilitary rapid support forces are reported to be in control of much of the capital, Khartoum, with the army bombing their positions. Arif Noor of the charity Save the Children says the fighting is not concentrated in one part of the city.
There doesn't seem to be a clear focus right now. It's sporadic. It spreads across the city. It just moves from one part of the city to the other. The fighting seems to be a bit more intense around the airport, the headquarters, and those areas. But then again, in different parts of the city, there are varying degrees of intensity.
Tens of thousands of people continue to leave Sudan, mainly via Port Sudan, which has become a major humanitarian and evacuation hub. One of the main routes out now is the Red Sea crossing between the port and the main naval base in Jeddah on the west coast of Saudi Arabia. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said that Turkish intelligence forces have tracked down and killed a leader of the Islamic State group. David Bamford reports.
President Erdogan, in an interview broadcast on Turkish state television, said the Islamic State leader had been neutralized in an operation in Syria on Saturday. He said that MIT, the Turkish Secret Service, had been following al-Qurashi for a long time. The president gave no further details and there's been no independent verification. Reports quoting Syrian security sources said that Turkish forces raided the northern town of Jandaris on Saturday night, during which explosions were heard. Islamic State, which once controlled vast areas of Syria and Iraq, has lost its grip on the territory as a result of campaigns by US-backed forces and Syria with the help of Russia and Iran.
David Bamford reporting. Russia has sacked its deputy defense minister, who is also in charge of logistics for the armed forces. Colonel General Mikhail Mazinstiev was appointed to the role last September. More details now from our regional Europe editor, Paul Moss.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to be dogged by problems keeping troops supplied, shortages of food, even of uniforms, and the head of the Wagner mercenary group said on Sunday that a lack of ammunition could make a Ukrainian counter-offensive a tragedy for Russia. General Mizintsev will be replaced by Alexei Kuzmenkov, an official from Russia's National Guard. This was set up by Vladimir Putin to protect the country internally and reports directly to the president.
World News from the BBC. Pope Francis has concluded his three-day visit to Hungary. On his return to Italy, the Pope said he had spoken to Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban about Russia's invasion of Ukraine and revealed the Vatican was involved in a peace mission to try to end the war. He said the initiative was not yet public, but he would reveal the details later. A bodyguard to the vice-chancellor of a South African university has been killed, the third person from the same security team to die this year. It's believed the guard from the University of Fort Hare was a key witness in a forthcoming corruption trial against university staff. More from Camilla Mills.
The unidentified bodyguard was due to give evidence against individuals accused of planning to assassinate the vice-chancellor. They're also accused of gun attacks on other members of the university's management team. The five suspects are expected in court next week, facing charges including murder, attempted murder, and unlawful possession of a firearm. President Cyril Ramaphosa has previously authorised an investigation into allegations of corruption and maladministration at the university. Fort Hare is renowned for producing prominent African leaders, including Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu.
Votes are being counted in Paraguay's presidential and legislative elections, where the Colorado Party has dominated the political scene since the 1950s. With most votes counted, Colorado's candidate Santiago Peña has taken a strong lead against his reformist rival Efraín Alegre of the Radical Liberal Party. The Russian fashion designer Vyacheslav Zaitsev, who was referred to as the Soviet Christian Dior, has died at the age of 85. Russia's most famous couturier achieved global success with bright dresses adorned with the floral patterns found on traditional Russian shawls. In 1963, the French magazine Paris Match became the first Western media outlet to describe him as a pioneer.